The door through which you entered the castle today belongs to the group of buildings constructed in 1071. It was then, during the reign of Sancho Ramírez, King of Aragon, when the decision was taken to enlarge the original fortress. The goal was to fortify the castle and to found a monastery in the name of St. Augustine within the complex. This is why the Church of San Pedro was built, whose apse can be seen alongside the gate. Its entrance is typically Romanesque in style, and the raised portico set on the wall features a semicircular arch. The concentric bands of arches around it are called archivolts, and a characteristic of Romanesque architecture. These are used to give the impression that the doorway is larger than it actually is. The remains of a carved frieze can still be seen above the archivolts, but only the lower half has survived. On the lower section, the decoration on the capitals of the columns is particularly impressive. On the right-hand capital, among carved scrolls and stylized plants, are two monkeys that represent vice and sin. This is a reminder for those entering that they must be virtuous and pure, appropriate behavior when inside a religious complex. On the left-hand side, the carved capital depicts the sacrifice of Isaac. Holding a knife over his head, Abraham, who obeys out of faith, prepares to kill his son. But God, seeing this act of obedience, stops him out of compassion. As you pass through this door and go up some stairs, look up and note the barrel-vaulted ceiling. As you continue up, the first space on the left is a small room used by the guards who are in charge of protecting this entrance to the castle. In front of it, the door on the right leads to the crypt of St. Quiteria. Continuing up the stairs, you reach the Church of San Pedro.